Welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk K-12 Education. I'm your host, Tanisha Langley, Senior Education Consultant of Enrichment Strategist Services, LLC. We're a firm dedicated to designing dynamic learning experiences for educational institutions and entities that are not meeting their educational indicators. We work by converting capabilities into capacity by empowering individuals to grow with their learning goals. Here at Let's Talk K-12 Education, we are so glad you're here with us. Before we dive into today's conversation, like we do each week, we just want to take a quick moment to give a huge shout out to you, our incredible listeners. We see you tuning in every single week, ready to engage with the kind of critical conversations that truly move our schools, that in turn move our communities forward. And we can't tell you how much we appreciate your energy as a community and dedication as fellow education enthusiasts. You're the heart of this show and the reason I'm so excited as your show host to share my thought leadership. Thank you for making this show what it is. Now, let's get into it. This week's episode is deeply personal to me. It's Veterans Day inspired, leading with empathy, fostering a supportive school environment. I want to begin by honoring all who have served, the men and women who protect our freedom through courage, discipline, and compassion. And I have a very personal reason this day means so much. My son proudly served in the United States Marine Corps for almost 3 years. Watching him serve and now seeing him as a civilian, family man to his son, daughter, fiance, and stepdaughters, I'm constantly reminded that the leadership and empathy he learned as a Marine still guide his daily life. Let me also add a little bit more to that. So before my son had his own children, he was very instrumental in the life of our oldest granddaughter, which is his niece, my oldest daughter's daughter. And so I remember in his days as a young Marine, he would come when he was off duty and come pick her up, you know, take his earnings, you know, as a Marine and take her shopping, spend time with her. So very early on, before he even had his own children and family, he was taking that leadership. He was taking that empathy that he learned in his grooming as a Marine and using it even before he had his own children by being the best uncle ever to his oldest niece. So he just, if you hear the smiling in my voice, you hear accurately. Ooh. I'm excited. I always say each segment or episode is my favorite. This has got to be one of my most favorites just because it transcends across many different areas. Okay. All right. We're going to keep going so that I can get you all this information in the 30 minutes that we're together. Okay. All right. Here we go. My son, he leads his family with calm strength, teaches his children respect and resilience, and models what it means to serve others before self. That same mindset is what our schools need today. Leaders who serve through empathy. So today we'll explore how veterans' leadership principles connect to the empathy educators can model every single day for students, families, and colleagues. Veterans lead with courage, compassion, and calm. Three qualities that educators need every single day in classrooms across America. So today, we're connecting the leadership mindset of our veterans to the empathy-centered leadership we need so desperately in our schools. Before we begin, let's pause to honor all veterans, those who've served, are serving, and those who've sacrificed, so we can enjoy the freedom to teach, learn, and grow. Veterans Day isn't just another day off. It's a reminder that freedom and learning both come at a cost, and empathy keeps both alive. Here's a little mini lesson for the educators listening. What does Veterans Day really mean? Now, I am asking the question not to insult any family's intelligence or our educators that serve our communities and schools, but you would be surprised. And I'm actually going to take my own advice and have a mini lesson with my grandchildren today as we talk about Veterans Day, because they hear it, they see the term, they see the commercials on TV, but do they really know what it means? So here's a mini lesson that families you can use at home, educators you can use. I know by the time you get back to school, Veterans Day would have already passed, but these are some concepts that you can use this week to still honor and celebrate Veterans Day. So educators, here's a mini lesson you can share with students to make Veterans Day meaningful. What is Veterans Day? Veterans Day is celebrated on November 11th each year to honor all men and women who have served in the United States Armed Forces. It began as Armistice Day after World War I, making peace, and evolved into a day to thank every veteran for their service and sacrifice. Why it matters to students. Ask your students or your children, who in your family or community has served in the military? Why do we celebrate Veterans Day? What can we learn from the qualities of veterans? We can learn teamwork, discipline, and empathy. Those are huge. So here's a classroom idea, or something you parents and families can do at home. Have students write a short thank you veteran cards and deliver them to local organizations, your VFW post or nursing homes. And I will tell you, as me and my family, me and my husband, we are out into the community and I see these proud, mostly men wear these caps signifies their service, whether it was in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. And I will always, I don't care what nationality they are. I don't care what their thought process may be. I will take the time to tell them thank you. And it doesn't just have to be Veterans Day. It can be any time that I see them, because I am truly honored and feel extremely grateful to be able to have the liberties that I have. So as you are out in your communities or out to dinner, out to the movies, and you see these wonderful veterans that are still living, that are repping their military branch, please take the time to tell them thank you. I have never ran into a veteran, black, white, short, all man, woman, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, whenever you take the time to acknowledge them and say thank you, they always, always respond with, you are welcome. And every now and then, sometimes you get a little quick lesson from them and a quick words of wisdom and insight from them. So I absolutely love it. So here, what's the connection to character education? We're going to link character education to Veterans Day, to social and emotional learning. So here we go. How do veterans show empathy for their team? How can we show that same empathy at school? Here's a mini reflection. Empathy means understanding how others feel and showing care in how we respond. Notice the key word there is respond, not react. Most times we make key mistakes when we are reactive instead of taking the time to show empathy and respond appropriately to what someone says or what someone does. That's exactly what veterans model in service and what our schools need to model in daily practice. What veterans teach us about leadership. Veterans lead differently. They understand that leadership isn't about command, it's about connection. Here are three lessons educators can learn from veterans about leadership. Point number one, awareness before action. Veterans assess the landscape before they lead a mission. They read the room. The same way a great teacher reads the classroom. So here's an example. Before diving into a math lesson, an empathetic teacher checks the temperature of the room. How's everyone feeling today? On a scale from 1 to 5, where's your energy? This builds emotional intelligence and sets the tone for effective learning. Point number two, service over self. Veterans are trained to serve the greater good. In schools, empathy means doing what's best for students, not just what's convenient for adults. Ouch. Yeah, I'll read that one again. So it is not just about what's convenient for adults. And trust you me, I always share on every episode, educators, I understand there's a time crunch. There's a time constraint. There is 1,780,000,000,000 things you have to do on your desk, on your list. And I know sometimes it is hard to put empathy in there. But if you can reflect every day and say, what is good for the students versus what's convenient for adults. I've had to make those hard decisions. So trust you me, I'm not sharing anything with you, advising you to do anything that I haven't done during my 10 years as a teacher. So here's an example. An educator might stay late to meet a parent, adjust a lesson for a struggling learner, or take time to mentor a new teacher. Those small acts mirror the servant leadership mindset of veterans. Here's point number three, courage with compassion. Empathy doesn't mean weakness. It takes courage to listen, forgive, or stand up for someone being mistreated. Veterans show empathy even in tough situations, and educators must too. Here's an example. A school leader who notices staff conflict doesn't ignore it. They address it with respect and empathy. And they might even say some things along these lines. Let's work together to understand each other's perspective. That's leadership modeled after service. So what's a takeaway from this? Empathetic leaders create safety, and in safe schools, people learn, grow, and stay. We want our teachers to stay. We don't want them to stay a year or two, make change and leave, because when they leave, they take a little piece of a little person with them. So, you know, when we've got consistent and consistency within a school system, it provides a safety net for our sweet children. However, I do understand that there are sometimes you just got to put up the deuces and be like, you know what? There's some other things going on, Miss Ladybug, so I am out, and I totally get it, okay? So fostering a supportive school culture. Now, let's connect empathy to school culture. A supportive school environment doesn't happen by accident. It's cultivated through intentional acts of understanding. So here are four empathy-driven practices that shift culture and the successful outcomes that we're looking for. Here's point number one, emotional check-ins. Start every staff meeting, PLC, or classroom with one sentence. How are you arriving today? So, example, a teacher might say, overwhelmed. Another may say with one word, hopeful, hopeful. Now, you know the emotional climate before diving into academics. When people feel seen, they participate differently. Here is point number two. Lead with listening. Veterans are trained to listen, understand, not to react. Remember, I talked about that earlier. We're so quick to react instead of responding. In schools, the same principles apply. Here's an example. When a student misbehaves, instead of, why did you do that? Try, help me understand what happened. You know, I'm going to pause right there and insert, you know, when I was, before I even, you know, got my 4-year bachelor's degree and my advanced master's degree, I learned very early on obtaining my 2-year associate's degree in human services that that word why can seem inflammatory. So, you know, when you ask someone, why'd you do that? Why'd you say that? Why did you go over there? Why didn't you do your homework? Why didn't you turn in your lesson plans on time? You may not mean for it to sound inflammatory, but it actually is. And especially if given a very, very, what they say, sassy tone. So try to refrain from using the word why. And again, you know, say something like, help me understand what happened. Okay. That one sentence shifts the tone from confrontation to connection. Point three, model vulnerability. Leadership requires honesty. A principal who says, I'm learning with you, earns trust faster than one who pretends to have all the answers, because they don't. When I coach leaders, I remind them that vulnerability breeds belonging. Your teachers mirror your energy. If you're open and empathetic, they will be too. Even on your days that it's hard, okay? Point number four, celebrate those small wins. Empathy notices effort, not just results. Celebrate the teacher who improved classroom routines, the student who turned in work after a tough week, or the custodian who created a safe space for everyone. That recognition becomes fuel for motivation. So here's a takeaway for this particular segment. Culture is built in the small, consistent acts of empathy and maintained through relationships, not rules. So, empathy in actions. So here's a story that I want to share with you. I remember mentoring a first-year teacher, bright, committed, but completely overwhelmed. And any of you that are beginning teachers, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Oh, yes. During one of our check-ins, they cried. They said, maybe I'm not meant to teach. Instead of giving advice right away, I listened. Then I gently reminded them of what was going right. I said, you know what? Your students are showing growth. Your classroom routines had improved. And you are modeling being resilient. I also gave her a few calming techniques, simple breathing resets before class, taking 2 minutes of silence after dismissal, and journaling one small win each day. Then I told them, you are making a difference. You've got 1 year under your belt. That's not a setback. That's your foundation. They smiled through tears and said, thank you. I needed to hear that. That's empathy in leadership. Meeting people where they are and walking beside them until they find their way, their strength again. Here's a reflection. Veterans remind us in every mission, someone carries more weight than they show. Educators are no different. Empathy helps us notice support and lift each other up. Now, again, you know, I design learning experiences to convert capabilities into capacity. And you know, with each episode, I always try to present you a capacity builder. So here's our capacity builder for this week, which is empathy and character in action. This week's challenge, choose one person, a student, colleague, or parent, and intentionally lead with empathy this week. Empathy is more than being nice. It's understanding someone else's perspective and responding with compassion. It's the foundation of character education. We don't hear that term much more in education now, but we always must be reminded about character education. And when modeled by adults, it becomes contagious for students. So this week, as I challenge you to apply these empathy and character building habits inside and outside the classroom, here's a three-step empathy check. Number one, pause before responding. Take a breath and center yourself before reacting emotionally. Number two, ask, what might this person need right now? Look beyond behavior. See the need behind the noise. And that, you know, goes into our theory, educational theory of Maslow's, those hierarchical needs. I talk about those in episodes two. So Maslow's before we bloom, which is another theory that we use. So number three, act with understanding, not assumption. Replace reaction with response. So for example, if a student comes in upset, instead of here's that triggering word again, why are you late again? Try rough morning. That one tone change opens a door instead of closing one. Then reflect. Did communication improve? Did the relationship shift? Empathy transforms outcomes one interaction at a time. So here are five character education tips to teach and model this week in celebration of Veterans Week. Number one, practice perspective, encouraging students to walk in someone else's shoes. Examples, during class discussion, ask, how might this character or classmate be feeling right now? This builds emotional intelligence and respect for differences. Number two, use I care statements. Model phrases like, I care about how you feel. I noticed you've been quiet today. Are you okay? And that is a big thing going on in schools today now, is asking, are you okay? This shows students that kindness is an action, not just a word. Number three, celebrate every day. Integrity highlights honest moments, effort, and responsibility. So for example, you know what? I appreciate that you admitted your mistake. That shows honesty and growth. Recognition reinforces moral courage. Number four, teach the power of pause. When students are angry or frustrated, teach them to pause before reacting. Use a count to five rule, mindfulness bell, or breathing technique. This habit nurtures self-control, a vital life skill that they're going to need far beyond the classroom. Number five, lead with gratitude and service. Have students share one thing they're thankful for or one act of kindness they can do for someone else this week. Service strengthens empathy and unites the classroom community. So here's a reflection prompt for educators and students. What's one way I showed empathy or character today that made a difference for someone else? When empathy becomes a daily habit, schools become communities of character, and that's where capacity truly grows. Share your stories using hashtag #LetsTalkK12Empathy and tag Enrichment Strategist Services LLC to inspire other educators to build classrooms rooted in compassion and connection. So here's my closing reflection and call to action today. As we close today, let's honor our veterans, not just with words, but with actions that mirror their leadership, service, sacrifice, and empathy. In the classroom, leading with empathy means noticing the unseen effort, understanding the unspoken emotion, and building capacity for growth in others. So this Veterans Day, take a moment to thank a veteran, but also take a moment to lead like one. Be courageous, be compassionate, be consistent. If today's episode spoke to you, share it with another educator or leader who believes empathy is the heartbeat of education. You can also follow Enrichment Strategist Services LLC and subscribe to Let's Talk K-12 Education for weekly inspiration on transforming learning through leadership, empathy, and capacity building. So, we're not just building schools. We're building capacity, one empathetic leader at a time. You've been listening to Let's Talk K-12 Education right here on the Realizing Your Potential TV network. I'm your host, Tanisha Langley, Senior Education Consultant of Enrichment Strategist Services, LLC. Remember, one conversation, one discussion, and one connection at a time, we are designing learning experiences that transform capabilities into capacity, not just for students, but for families and entire communities. Education is more than a system, it's a movement. And together we are building this future brick by brick, voice by voice, and learner by learner. If today's conversation sparks something in you, whether it's a question, an idea, or a desire to collaborate or an interest in my education consulting and coaching services, I'd love to hear from you. If your district, school, or program is looking for data-driven results and professional development support that works in any setting, let's connect. You can reach me directly at letstalkk12education@gmail.com. Until we meet again, right here every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, keep pushing boundaries, keep believing in possibilities, and above all, keep realizing your potential. This is Let's Talk K-12 Education, where learning meets leadership and capacity becomes community. Toodles to you for now.